interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, when you combine the eclipse and Florida, you know you're going to get some knuckleheaded stuff going on. And there was yesterday, as a woman was arrested, a 22-year-old woman from Georgia, Talon Nichelle Celestian, was apparently moved by the celestial celebration of the eclipse and decided to get out on the highway. She entered the highway 115 miles from the Alabama-Florida Panhandle line and headed west. And 5 minutes into her drive, she fired her gun into a passing car several times, spraying auto glass and grazing the driver in the arm. Then she fired on a second vehicle. That driver was uninjured. Well, injured, but treated at a hospital. And then the troopers finally stopped her about 16 miles later and found her with an AR-15 rifle and a 9mm handgun, and she was booked into jail on a whole bunch of charges that go with crimes like that. And then when they asked her what in the hell's going on, she says, well, God said that during the solar eclipse, this was what I was supposed to do. I don't know, empty your clips on the solar eclipse or something? I don't know what that's about. I didn't get that message. Apparently, she was the only one that received that message. So the Florida Highway Patrol said she was after her shooting spree because of the solar eclipse. Yeah, she will be facing a slew of charges.
Yeah. For some people, the solar eclipse, we learned, is like a religious experience. And so that's what she was ordered to do or asked to do. Mm-hmm. Now we got a story here about another woman who did something behind the wheel. Well, she was accused of doing something bad behind the wheel, and she didn't do it. This is Grandma Joanne from Cleveland. We go back to Eclipse Land here, but this is a story that dates back to December of last year. Grandma Joanne got a speeding ticket. Speeding in her van. While her van was being towed, she didn't understand this at all. She got mailed a $105 speeding ticket, even though the ticket's picture clearly shows her van being towed when the alleged violation took place.
Kind of angry about it. When I get kind of angry, I want to find out what's really going on. What are they doing? I'm at the center getting this ticket, and my car is on a flatbed. I'm not driving that truck. I don't want anything on my driving license. So far, I have a good record. And I'm going to try and keep it that way.
That's right. She does have a good record. So she went to the Cleveland Police Department to try to explain the ticket. Grandma Joanne walked in there and she said, this is all a mistake. Take a look at the picture. You see, my vehicle is on a flatbed. I'm Grandma Joanne. Check my driving record. And so they looked at it. They looked at that picture and they said, Grandma Joanne, you're going to have to call the third-party vendor that's responsible for operating and issuing our traffic camera tickets. Oh, we're out of this thing.
They this leave it up to
deal.
Her?
Yeah.
That's weak.
Now, but the city council president is going to go to bat for her and try to help her out.
Exhibit He's, one, my car, my picture of my car on a trailer.
Yeah.
And finally, in St. Petersburg, Florida, John, the headline reads, man found drunk, naked, and sitting in a garbage can. And he says he was allowed to sit naked in the garbage can, drunk on the sidewalk. He told police he was allowed for to be drunk and disorderly. The man's name, Wiley Weeks. Wiley James Weeks.
Wiley Weeks.
Is 35 years old. He was intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, and smelled of booze when they discovered him late Saturday evening on a downtown street. He was extricated, minus his clothes, from a corner trash can and arrested for the disorderly intoxication. And then he started resisting arrest, and then, you know, he was getting rough with the cops and stuff. He pleaded yesterday to both counts, pleaded guilty, and was fined $520. They say Wiley Weeks' rap sheet is pretty long. His rap sheet overflows with theft, disorderly conduct, panhandling, criminal mischief, and other misdemeanor convictions. And they can add his impersonation of Oscar the Grouch to that list as well. In a trash
In
can.
In a trash can. At least Oscar kept some green fur on there. Our 9:30 Knucklehead nominees coming next. Brad and John, KISM.